possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you happen to be checking out some preseason football box scores, you might see something from Ashton Jeanty that doesn't look great. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff on vacation, Andrew Bogish sitting in for him today. And Bogues, it was a finish of -1 yard for Ashton Jeanty,
yeah.
Right? Didn't look great. We love Ashton Jeanty around here. How could you not? What a fantastic story from Boise State. And this is the problem with, I don't want to say like the media today or anything like that, but this is the problem sometimes when teams make mistakes, then the player ends up paying the price. And I have been really high on the Raiders. Tom Brady coming in, maybe some new ideas. You've got a new general manager, new head coach in Pete Carroll, who's got respect, can stabilize things. You know, Chip Kelly on offense. Like, you got a lot of names in the building now who have a lot of, you know, have had success and have a lot of respect. But, you know, when Perloff has sat here, he said, well, you still got the same bad owner in Mark Davis,
yep.
And you still have like typical Raiders dysfunction because it's been like that for years and years and years. But here's the thing about where Ashton Jeanty may have a problem on his hands. Despite the fact they brought in Geno Smith, folks, and have Pete Carroll, I don't think the people believe the Raiders are going to be a really good team. They're still in the team building mode, right? To like microwave some kind of playoff run. I don't know if that's like really in the best interest of what the Raiders want to do. Now, I get getting back to respectability and you want to just be like a functional franchise
yeah.
And all of that, then I understand it. But Ashton Jeanty is a great player, was a luxury pick. You know, taking a running back in the top 10 is a luxury pick. And this was what, six?
Six.
There's clearly so much more to build around your team when you are picking sixth in the draft. Offensive line, defensive line. I know that they have addressed the offensive line in certain drafts, but this is the new regime who's coming in. And you don't want to do that boring pick, but be boring. Be boring and take that offensive lineman or defensive lineman because Ashton Jeanty can't do diddly squat if he is not running behind a very good line. It's just what we've known about football since we were all 5 years old.
We don't need to relitigate the whole running back value chart. I'll just say that I don't think taking the best player you think that's available is a luxury pick, no matter what his position is. And in retrospect, the guys that came after Ashton Jeanty might not have been worthy of being the sixth pick. I mean, I have the list up in front of me again just to remind myself of who came after him. And it's Armon Membu, Tet McMillan, Kelvin Banks, an offensive lineman, Colston Loveland, not the tight end that we thought was going to be taken at that spot.
Yeah, like, that was a surprise.
So, like, should they have maybe traded back from there? But, like, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, I understand that for a long time, and I was about to give up the argument, but, like, I'm going to defend the value of running backs. I just am. I think you also need good players. You know, when we sit here, you guys make fun of my Giants fandom, and part of the problem is the Giants just don't have good players.
Right.
Like, they just, period, don't have talent. So, and I think Ashton Jeanty is going to be a good NFL player, and I'm not going to get too carried away by this first preseason game when the offensive line didn't block for him, and he immediately had dudes in Seahawks jerseys right in front of him. And I'm going to defend the pick to his, you know, for a while because, you know, they're not necessarily, they need to fix things, but they signed Geno Smith, which is a win now thing.
Yeah.
And Ashton Jeanty should, in theory, make things easier for Geno Smith. So it's only one game. It's only three carries. It's a preseason game. And I didn't mind the pick when they made it. What is this now? 3 months ago? Three months ago? I can't sit here this morning and say anything other than that.
Right. And the reason why you bring up your Giants fandom is because the Giants famously took Saquon Barkley second overall when they clearly were still kind of had their eye on who was going to be the heir apparent to Eli Manning, yet they thought they could get one more good season out of Eli and said, oh, we'll give him, you know, and the GM at the time said that Saquon Barkley was touched by the hand of God. And that's what he said. And it turns out he was, but God's an Eagles fan. So,
at least not a Giants fan.
It was maybe on two nights where
Quentin
you beat the Patriots.
Nelson was right there. Well, he was. If you want to extend Eli's career.
And the great offensive lineman. And that's why you bring up your Giants with this. And you're right. Jahmyr Gibbs was a fantastic pick. It was criticized, actually, at the time.
It was.
But the Lions have the last laugh. But you know what? The Lions were ready for a weapon like that. It was another weapon because they had already taken Penei Sewell and they had already invested in that offensive line so much that Jared Goff can come in and look like an MVP candidate at times, and they have all these amazing offensive weapons, and you can go for it on every fourth down imaginable in Dan Campbell's dreams until for the end of time. The Raiders aren't like that. They're not there. And I'm not saying Ashton Jeanty's never going to gain a yard in the NFL. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I've been someone who has been high on the Raiders and looking for reasons about why they can be respectable or push to make some noise in this very difficult AFC West. And I just keep getting reminded why mediocre or bad teams stay that way. It's because they make moves that ultimately are empty. And that's what I worry about a bit. If you are not ready to capitalize on Ashton Jeanty, then why did you take the pick? Because he's not going to be the last great running back to come into the draft.
Right, but I also can flip that and go, I still think that for whatever reason, people remember less than impactful like running backs than other places. Like there are plenty of tackles that don't hit.
That's true.
And so you go, oh, well, at least he was a tackle. But so they take a tackle at number six instead, right? And now this guy's blocking for who? Fine. You're protecting Geno Smith, but teams aren't afraid of our run game. So they're teeing off on guys, or they're dropping everybody back in coverage. So there's no place for Geno to throw. You need to find talent. And I actually brought the Giants up just from a talent perspective, not specifically about Saquon, but that obviously connects to this as well. But the Giants were wrong on too many picks at all different positions in between Saquon and the last couple of years. So you have to have good football players to win games. And sometimes positions can get out of whack and the value can be this or that. And again, looking at this list again, it's the way I felt the morning after the first round. I like the pick, and I'm going to probably be proven wrong, but I don't know that anybody that comes in the handful of picks after Jeanty at number six is a guy that I'm banging the table going right now, why don't the Raiders have him?
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, we're talking about Ashton Jeanty ended the first preseason outing with -1 yard. Listen, it doesn't mean anything for him. It's just
Pat Boyle said he's a bust on the show before this one.
We love Pat. But, you know, it's just, was that the luxury pick that the Raiders actually didn't need, right? Did they still need to be building in the trenches? They still need to be, you know, building the foundation of a great football team. When I think of positional value, I don't think of the running back as the one that builds. I think of Saquon Barkley as the cherry on the top. Derrick Henry is the cherry on the top. Now, they're huge parts of the offense, but they are like the last piece that maybe comes together when you've already have one of the great offensive lines or great defensive lines.
But if we're going to use Saquon, the last time Saquon was Saquon as a Giant, they made the playoffs because of him, because he was that good and he made everything easier and better for Daniel Jones. So that was not the cherry on the sundae. He was the ice cream, and he made everything else taste delicious.
Also, Daniel Jones stayed healthy for that season. And meanwhile, you can weigh in on the Raiders at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And I want Ashton Jeanty to be in a successful spot because he is a fun running back to watch. I just don't know if the Raiders are ready for him. And then by the time you do get yourself, like, the Raiders are kind of hard to figure out in general because it's a team that looks like it'd be ripe for a rebuild. yet they did go with a 73-year-old Pete Carroll. Right. They went with Geno Smith. They're bringing in Jamal Adams. They paid Max Crosby instead of trading him.
Yeah.
Like, they're giving you all the signals that we are like a go-for team, but you don't have nearly enough talent to actually be considered a contender, like, let alone a playoff contender. I'm not even talking about Super Bowl. So it's very, very odd. Again, 888-710-4ISN.
But at least it fits. Because, to yank back to the Giants of Barkley and be mad over this, that's now, what, how many years old? The problem with picking Saquon was that it felt like 35 seconds later, the Giants went, actually, we probably should be in a rebuild.
Yeah,
like
they tried to do both.
They picked Barkley to play with Eli, and then were like, we need a new quarterback. The Raiders, as long as they stick to this plan, the pick will always make sense because of all the things that you just laid out. They signing Geno makes them have to go and get people that can be good right now.
Yeah.
And paying Crosby instead of trading him and turning him into multiple assets means you've got to go pick guys that are good right now. And Genty was as confident as you can be in anybody in his little sector of that first round of hitting in the NFL. He's at the top of the league. We love the guy. Now, if you want to have a football conversation that he's too short, or, you know, the weird, like, he stands wrong, like,
whatever.
That's fine. But, like, in just a theory conversation of you should never take a running back at number six, like, I just don't agree with that at face value. When it's part of the plan and the guy is that good, you can take anybody at number six. They just have to hit. And you don't know if he's hitting or not based off of last night.
888-710-4ISN. Just trying to get the odds that the Raiders make the playoffs hovering around plus 330. You know, lowest odds in the division to, you know, make the playoffs, be a Super Bowl, not even close to being Super Bowl. So you can weigh in on that. You mentioned the Giants. You mentioned Daniel Jones. He was on the field last night a lot earlier than maybe the Colts had expected. Anthony Richardson started the game, but he got absolutely rocked.
Super sack A.
It was a super sack A where it decided that for sacks like that, we need a bigger name. Like, not all sacks are created equal. Sometimes you catch a guy by the shoelace and it's a sack. This was not that.
We need to get an isolated feed of Maggie's mic so it doesn't matter if anybody laughs over it or jump steps over it, because, again, what did you just say? All sacks not created equal?
Or I did.
They come in different sizes?
They all different shapes and sizes, all not equal.
Is there a wine juice box over there already?
No, that's for later today at the town pool. David Ojabo he will never have an easier sack in his life, and it's almost a shame it happened in the preseason for him, because it's not going to go down as like an official stat.
It's on our TV right now. I mean, the lack of awareness from Anthony Richardson, from Richardson here, that he just doesn't feel this huge human being torpedoing at his chest. He doesn't, even at the last minute, the first move Richardson makes is recovering from the headshot to his chest.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh about it. I mean, he's fine, so like it's not like
make light of it.
Well, he didn't get carted off the field. His pinky is currently facing the wrong direction, but that will heal. And it's dislocated, but they'll put it back in place. And he was standing on the sidelines for the rest of the game. So he's actually okay. He's, you know, he gets hurt a lot, but he's a tough dude. He's a big guy. But to say that he has not developed an internal clock yet is probably an understatement, because David Ojabo basically, like, did the electric slide. You know, he could have cabbage patched over there. And they just had no idea what was coming.
According to all the guys, the QB guys that break video down, Richardson should have known that guy was going to run free to begin with, the way they were aligned.
Yeah, so, well, he didn't get that message.
Yeah.
So he got hurt, and he's knocked out of the game on the first drive. So in comes Daniel Jones. And what's a bummer about this, you know, after we, not again, making light of the fact that guy got lit up, but it just doesn't really seem like it's working for Anthony Richardson. This was really the one thing that the Colts fan had to be even interested in this year. I know it's not a terrible roster, but you have a quarterback competition between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, which feels a little lame on its surface. But at least you had hope that, all right, Richardson could develop, and he is an exciting guy. I mean,
yes,
he can throw a 50-yard bomb. He just really can't complete a 5-yard out route. It's one of those types of things. But he's the hope, and if he's already has a dislocated finger, and if he's going to be hurt, or he is still not getting it, or look like he's developing, you have just no reason to tune in.
Yeah, and it's just the weaknesses portion of his like draft profile. It's one of the most correct in the history. Like everything that paragraph said about his like lack of like expertise in the nuances of the position, the arm, the speed, the body size. Yeah. You'd pray for that.
Yeah.
But technically speaking, he wasn't a good quarterback. And the fear was that's hard to learn when you're playing right out of the chute in the NFL. And here we are, and this is still all, this is all of the same stuff. Bad footwork, bad recognition, bad feel in the pocket. These are all the things that people said he was bad at coming out of college, and he's still bad at them now.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a guy who did need more college.
Yeah.
Where not Arch Manning necessarily. Well, we don't know about Arch. He hasn't played yet, although the Mannings insist that he's going to do a senior season, or at least his grandfather said that yesterday. Anthony Richardson, in retrospect, probably should have done a little more college, but at the same time, and he was
taking a year abroad,
top four pick. Go live in Barcelona for a little.
Like a gap year.
He did get paid. You know, he's a top four pick. That's $20 million right in the bank account the moment you shake Roger Goodell's hand, pretty much. So can you really say that he messed up? But it's not looking awesome right now. 888-710-4ISN. And put on top of it, not just the physical skills. Well, physically, he's awesome, but the technical skills. He did take himself out of a game. I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen a quarterback in the middle of a drive who's not hurt take himself out of a game because he was, like, exhausted. Like, that just, Nico's tapping the head. You can't.
I don't think it's ever been done
before. He got benched for it.
On any level of football. Like, I don't even think a Pop Warner quarterback would go, I got to get off for a second.
Well, that's the whole thing about the like being on offense. You always got the juice, you know? It's like you're always pumped up. Look at basketball players. Look at the guys who give up so much more effort on offense and defense because, like, this is your moment.
And the other side of the equation is, right, like, if you're in the correct shape as the quarterback, you should never be that winded.
Yeah, which is the irony. You know, we make fun of Mahomes with the dad bod, and Anthony Richardson looks like he's chiseled out of a piece of granite, and who had to take themselves out of a game.
Right. Yeah, it's not looking good. And then Daniel Jones walks in, and you get the full Daniel Jones. Like, there's weird throws, there's whatever. And
everything's
then
low.
But then he's running around, throwing it across his body for completions. You're like, oh, all right. Like, that's a unique skill set. Like, that's a thing we could build on. So, but I don't think, obviously, either one of them is the long-term answer.
He's terrible.
I'm just I've seen enough.
But he's good at every once in a while. If you're new to him, he's good at tricking you for a little bit. He bides his time.
Yeah.
It's like two bad throws, and then one throw that most guys don't make. You're like, oh, all right, okay. And then, oh, those are two bad. Oh, there's another good one. Like, he's very good at stringing you along.
Good on paper.
Yeah, or, like, just the girl. Like, it's non-committal. Like, you're asking her out, you're hanging out. Like, he's the 43 proposal guy. You keep asking Daniel Jones, I want to marry you. I want you to be my long-term QB1.
Yeah.
And then he keeps going, no. But then he does something cool. You're like, so you ask again. And then he spikes one. But then there's a beautiful throw on the run. Like, I'm going to ask again. Yeah, he runs 75 yards and trips on the 3-yard line. Doesn't score a touchdown.
Yeah, Turf Monster gets everybody.
The
that was
quintessential
a tough one.
Backup quarterback.
But he doesn't say healthy enough, I don't think, even to be a backup. But I think that's what he is now. Bogus talking about a story that from People magazine from a couple of weeks ago where a guy asked his girlfriend to marry him 42 times. And she said no. And then on the 43rd time, she said yes. And we asked, like, who was more to blame? I thought she was to blame. Like, you can't be stringing this guy along for 42 proposals. Like, just... And then you're going to say yes, so now what? Now you're messing with his head even more.
No, it's like a 51-49 thing. I don't know who the winner is, but it's basically equal. You can't ask 40 times, and then you can't say yes on 41. They all suck. You can't say no that many times, and you can't keep asking. You can't be that heinous of a person that you have no other options.
Can you imagine the kids eventually in this? Like, so how did... What's the mommy and daddy's proposal story? It's like, well, which of the 42 would you like?
Oh, I mean, my kids already want to punch me when I make jokes about how long it took my wife to like me. This guy and this story, I mean, they was going to leave him.
Talk about settling. At that point, the settle is built into the proposal, right?
That's not even the right word.
You've been badgered to finally say yes. But I'm telling you, I blame her. Nico, you look like you want to say something.
Did he, like, actually make this, like, a big deal all 42 times?
I don't
think
we know that,
public,
do we?
Get on me, like, with the ring.
We don't know about all 42. Thank goodness.
50 first dates.
But yeah, maybe she has some kind of brain thing or she doesn't remember the first 42. No, but you guys, I don't know if you saw this, but the look, unfortunately, on executive producer EJ Stewart's face when he realized when she finally said yes on the 43rd proposal was the same place that he proposed to his fiance. So he's like, this was their words. I never called them losers. Perloff and EJ called them losers.
And
you
losers.
Called them losers. He said, EJ said, I can't believe I got engaged where these losers got engaged. And it turns out what he said to her was like the same thing verbatim that EJ said to Andrea.
Was it
like,
superhero related?
No, it was like,
will you be my back girl?
He was, oh God.
Wow. Off the top rope.
Or was it wrestling
themed? Batgirl, like his niece? Anyway, I don't know. But details.
I want you to be my tag team partner for life.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No, EJ.
And these are the guys you want to hang out with, Maggie.
EJ proposed at the Prime Meridian and said something about time and space. I wasn't really paying attention, but it was very beautiful. But it turns out it's what that other guy said.
Maybe it's a good thing you don't get invited to things bogus.
Yeah.
Well, who knows what Maggie says about me when I'm not around.
I know. I'm like, can you believe he waited around EJ for Katie all those years? Jason around like
talk
that.
Talk about settling.
All through high school.
What was she thinking?
Yeah, I mean, you guys were babies, so I think you get a pass.
That's her argument. I don't buy it still.
888-710-4ISN. Oh, it's funny that your kids are giving you flack for
that. Oh, they, I mean, I lay it on pretty thick, so everyone, and they like, we get it, Dad. He's doing it again.
You're like a stand-up comic that's got like your bits.
Yep.
Dad, do the mom hates you thing again. Okay. Speaking
get
of which,
new material.
There was another thing that came up yesterday. We'll get to it in a moment about something that you offered to your kids, and they just gave you a huge,
a better dad,
just like a stiff arm.
Yeah, no, they. You know what? In retrospect, they treat me like you guys treat me. They just continue to dismiss all suggestions of fun involving me. Yeah, there's a thread.
We'll get to that. And again, you can weigh in on the Raiders. So Ash and Jenty last night, not awesome, -1 yard. But it's not about last night. Was this actually the wrong pick for a Raider team that needs way more help than just one great running back? Maggie and Perloff Show.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. Andrew Bogish in for Andrew Perloff today. And Bogues, you just saw something about Caleb Williams that could be of interest to our audience.
Yes, no Caleb Williams in preseason game number one for the Bears. So I guess we're free now. I've not heard Ben Johnson's explanation here, but I guess we're free to wonder what this means. Do they like where Caleb is, or do they not like where he is and they don't want him to go out there? Or, you know, maybe he's just already earned that kind of like unquestioned QB1 veteran guy. We're not risking it, even if he's still struggling here early in camp.
Yeah, so the Bears are hosting the Miami Dolphins. And we'll see. I'm sure Ben Johnson will have some kind of explanation, whether it's maybe he'll play the third preseason game or what have you. But it is going to, you do wonder, all of the negative headlines that have been coming out of Bears training camp, are they just not ready to put the product on the field yet? Because where I would think the preseason would be very beneficial to someone like Caleb Williams, from what I'm reading,
right,
what some of the issues are is getting in and out of the huddle and getting all the pre-snap penalties. And I heard Aaron Rodgers say something about this, about, you know, playing the preseason. Yeah, during practice, we're working with the play clock. But if you're a couple seconds, you know, getting the ball late, snapped, you know, they're not going to necessarily stop practice for that, or they're not going to dock you for that. In the game, you actually are. You're going to get flagged. So in some ways, it can be really good. I wondered, when it's procedural stuff, is the preseason then the best chance to try to iron out that? Because, you know, in practice, it's going to be, you can cut corners a little bit more.
Yeah, which was one of the Bengals' issues going back to our conversation about whether or not Burrow should be out there. There was that one game, but that was late in the season. I think it was a Tennessee game where they had like eight
false starts. Yeah. Sorry, I just shook my head.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a preposterous number. That's like 43 proposals. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt here that this is them, and I don't know, and maybe I should, I don't know what the status is of the other guys around him on that offense, because he can't play if they're resting 3/5 of their starting offensive line, stuff like that. I think this is more about just like, we need to iron a couple of things out. We can't run the risk of any injury. We only want him to play one preseason game, and that'll be the week 2-1.
Interesting. It looks like, I was trying to look up really quickly if J.J. McCarthy is going to be playing in the first preseason game. It looks like he is, according to Google AI Overview, which is wrong 99% of the time. So maybe Nico can double check me on that. But I think he is playing. And I kind of look at J.J. McCarthy, not the same as Caleb Williams, because Caleb actually did play last year and J.J. McCarthy didn't. But they both kind of feel like rookies to me in a weird way. Caleb, because he's with a whole new system and a whole new coaching staff. And J.J. because he actually is seeing the field for the first time. But McCarthy is going to play.
And he probably should.
Yeah, he should.
Now, because
although he got hurt and then had a second cleanup on a knee issue.
I know.
Maybe it's easier for us to say that.
And I don't even, what's plan B there? Nick Mullins again? Who's the second guy in Minnesota after all of this?
I think it is Mullins.
So like there is an argument to protect him because he has to be healthy for week one. But you also, I mean, he is as important as any singular player in the NFC, determining how good the Vikings actually are.
I'm sorry, it's Sam Howell.
Same.
Yeah. No, Brett Rypien. Sam Howell and then Brett Rypien.
Okay.
And again,
he is one of the singular most important players in the NFC, J.J. McCarthy.
In the NFC or the NFC North?
No, in the entire conference.
How'd you arrive there?
Because if he's good, then they are once again have the ability to win the conference. If he's not good, then it's going to matter much less how creative Brian Flores' defense is. So okay. it's not a pressure like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson to get to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl, but his performance and what he allows them to do, however far he can push them in terms of opening up the playbook, trying more things, making them more dynamic, repeating basically what Sam Darnold did, if he can do that, then they might win 12-plus games again.
Sure.
And maybe this time they survive a playoff game. But if he's a rookie quarterback and there's too many bumps in the road, or maybe I didn't like J.J. McCarthy coming out of college. I was spooked by Michigan not letting him throw the football. Like, I didn't get it. If he is, like, worst-case scenario from that, going back to that argument, then they're cooked.
Right, but is their window that tight that if he doesn't have a good year, that means it's over for the Vikings?
No, this is a 2025 specific thing. This is this year.
So, like,
year.
If he struggles, then they just run it back in next year where he's got a little more experience.
Right.
And it doesn't feel so do or die for me for the Vikings.
I mean, no one's going to lose their job over this, but, like, if he is the number one thing on that decides the Viking season and the rest of that team is good enough, then they won 14 games last year.
No, I get it.
So, like, if everything else stays the same and he can copy Sam Darnold to, like, you know, 85% of Darnold, now they're winning 12 games and now they're in the conversation of hosting a playoff game, winning multiple playoff games. Like, that's everything turns on him for them.
I got to think about that. 888-710-4ISN. Is he the most, what'd you say, important?
One of the most important players in the NFC. I mean, and obviously all quarterbacks are by default. But, like, you know, the Eagles can survive better. This is not going to come out right. But, like, the Eagles, we know what Jalen Hurts is. So part of it is we just don't have a J.J. McCarthy answer. I know what Jalen Hurts is going to give me.
Sure.
I know that Jaden Daniels, the conversation is how much better can he be in another year in Washington. It's not, is he good or not?
Right, right. Yeah, the unknown on McCarthy is the big deal. Okay, I see what you're doing there. Peter Schwartz is here with updates for us. Give us something good, Pete.
We will start with something good, and that is Paul Skeens. He was on the mound last night for the Pirates against the Reds.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch popped up center field. Cruz back a few steps. He will glove it. Six more shutout innings for the amazing Paul Skeens, and he'll leave to a standing ovation.
Greg Brown had the call on Pirates Radio. The Pirates shut out the Reds 7-0. Paul Skeens, six shutout innings. He struck out eight, and he was pleased with his night.
Yeah, I had to grind through it a little bit at times, but thought my execution when I needed it was good, so I was happy with it.
Skeens had an off night in a way. He allowed seven hits, so his major league record of starting a career with 46 straight starts of giving up six hits or less comes to a crashing end. Now to Atlanta, where the Marlins and Braves, they were tied at six in the seventh inning.
Runners take off. Pitch on the way. Chopper slowly hit out to short. Charging Lopez scoops and fires low, and it gets by Wagaman. That's going to give the Braves a lead. It's in the camera well. Put the pressure on Lopez, and he fired low to first base, and it gets by Wagaman, and the Braves are on top 7-6 in the seventh.
That was Joe Simpson on Braves Radio, and the Braves go on to beat the Marlins 8-6. You also had the A's over the Nationals 6-0 last night. Jacob Lopez, 7 2/3, no runs, three hits, 10 strikeouts. And in 11, the Mariners walked it off against the White Sox 4-3. NFL preseason, Ravens over the Colts, 24-16. We've talked about it this morning. The injury to Anthony Richardson, a dislocated right pinky. It looked terrible. It was in a completely different direction than it should have been in. And he suffered that in the first quarter when he was sacked.
It was weird. He hit me, and then I was trying to make sure I had the ball, and I just looked down, and I see my finger different direction. I'm like, maybe I'm tripping. And I looked at it again, and it was definitely like that, so... So I got to get this thing popped back in place, but I'm good, though.
I mean, to be fair, he did hang on to the ball.
He did.
It wasn't a super sake and a fumble, which it's kind of growing on me, Nico. What is, like, the, you know, the elevated term for when a sack comes that's that big?
You know, I watched...
Like, that also didn't come out well. What I'm saying? That's that impactful.
I saw the clip again, and it kind of looked like... Like a crash test dummy.
Yeah, kind of.
Almost. So maybe that's, you know, maybe you work that into it.
The super slow-mo is like it's like when a boxer gets punched in the face in super slow-mo and the sweat's going everywhere and the spit.
Ripples in his cheek.
Yeah. It was
slow-mo of a Rocky movie.
Would you be okay if we sold in the Maggie and Perloff store a t-shirt with you and like crazy 80s fire graphics saying Super Sack A?
I mean, yeah, if I get a cut of the proceeds, sure.
For the Ravens last night, Keaton Mitchell ran for 68 yards, a touchdown on 9 carries. Ravens rookie cornerback Bilal Cohn suffered a torn ligament in his left knee. That was ugly. He'll be out for the entire season. In Seattle, the Raiders and Seahawks were tied at 23, so some high drama in the final seconds when Raiders kicker Daniel Carson came out to attempt a potential game-winning 55-yard field goal. Here's what happened.
And that's blocked. And this one is going to end in a tie.
gets up, and Jalen Gaines blocks that kick. And this game, Mike Robb, is going to end, much to Pete Carroll's chagrin, in a tie.
Coach Carroll's like, you ruined my perfect night. I almost had it.
That was Kate Scott and Michael Robinson on Seahawks television. The Seahawks and Raiders play to that 23-all tie. Raiders head coach Pete Carroll making his return to Seattle, where he was a longtime head coach.
It was cool to be here. I loved it here. I've always loved the whole, you know, the whole experience that we had here, all those years together and all of that. And I don't forget that, and I don't disrespect that one bit. But it didn't translate to something crazy to me. It was just an opportunity to play in a great setting.
Not often you play a preseason game in a great setting, so maybe he was exaggerating that just a little bit last night.
Yeah, not exactly like when Russell Wilson went back to Seattle for the first regular season game after he had left to be a Denver Bronco. Also, I just don't, you know, respectfully, I don't believe him, you know. You have to see people you weren't expecting, you know, the ushers, the people who are working, the support staff. Like, that's got to be a bit emotional, no?
I would think so.
He's not a robot.
No, I would hope not. I don't think you could be as successful a coach as he's been and just be a robot.
No,
I
mean, so it's okay.
Belichick was a robot a little bit.
It turns out there's more to Belichick than meets the eye, though, is there not?
Mm-hmm. Raiders quarterback Aiden O'Connell threw for 205 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. Also last night, NFL preseason action, it was the Eagles over the Bengals, 34-27. Joe Burrow did play for the Bengals, 9 of 10, 123 yards, and two touchdowns. Chargers Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater out for the season with a ruptured patellar tendon suffered in practice on Thursday. Texan safety Jimmy Ward was arrested Thursday night for the second time in 2 months. He was arrested on a warrant related to a felony offense. And this note from the WNBA last night, the Mercury beat the Fever 95-60. Alyssa Thomas had 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. First player in WNBA history to have three straight triple-doubles.
Wow.
And I'm not in that game, but I think there's another green you-know-what thrown last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's an epidemic. It is. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Someone has come forward to claim that they are the, and I'm going to use the air quotes here, mastermind. Behind all of the sex toys that have been thrown on the court at the WNBA.
I was watching a clip of a podcast that Sophie Cunningham was on.
Yeah, she's got her own podcast.
Yeah.
And I think it was hers. I just saw the clip on the train this morning. And it was kind of weird. She was kind of like having fun with it. Like she was laughing about it.
Yeah, she has taken that tact, which I understand. You kind of want to like, oh, it's just a joke or whatever. But now it's getting to the point where not as funny maybe as the first time. And two, someone's got some really bad aim here.
So, she almost got hit by one tonight.
She almost got hit, but then somebody got hit watching a game. A guy got hit in the back of the head with the sex toy and was there to watch the game with his 9-year-old niece. It's like, now.
How do you explain that?
Well, you don't. You know,
no, you just go home and you never see your niece again.
No, not that. You just like that. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just not. It's not funny anymore.
It came up in conversation in our house the other day.
Yeah, what'd your sons have to say about it?
They giggled.
Yeah.
And I left the room.
Solid parenting there.
I said, let's go to the mall. Let's go have some lunch.
Yeah. Maggie, you haven't gotten to this stage yet.
No.
It's not good when you find out what your kids know about like adult things.
Oh, right. The fact they weren't like, what is that?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yes. You don't want to know when they know curse words. They clearly knew what it was. Yes. You don't want to know those. That's a bad moment.
Yeah.
When you're watching a show and they laugh at something. Because like my kids now think Modern Family is hilarious. And it is. but there are very adult topics and jokes and they'll laugh at some of them. And I want to be like, why are you laughing at that?
Yeah. There's a great scene. Do you guys remember the movie Billy Madison? Obviously, Adam Sandler's very much in the news.
Even Nico knows it.
Good. I'm glad.
That's a classic.
It's a classic.
It's a black and white, right?
Classic comedy. And it's, I think, Sandler's best, Billy Madison.
Ooh, okay.
And there's a joke there where he's like in the third grade, right? When Billy's in the third grade. And they go, all right, everybody, open up your books to the story, My Sister Fanny. And everyone goes, ha, 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 because they're in third grade. And the teacher goes, page 69. And he goes, ha, ha, ha. And all the kids are silent. So you're saying.
And he's begging for a laugh. Like,
yeah, yeah. So you're saying when your kids laugh at that joke, it's, all of a sudden you're like, oh, no.
Get me a second wine juice box. Yeah.
That comes up.
Give me a case.
Time to chug.
That comes up. I send them in to my wife. Like, you know, go ask mom about that.
I'm sure she's delighted.
Yes, absolutely.
way to be a team player. Yeah. I mean. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, we will talk, again, the mastermind, if you will, behind this the sex toy scandal has come forward. Kind of. We've got some details for you next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Maggie and Pearl off show, Bogus in for Pearl today. And this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. So many tires out today. We hand it over to Nico. What's up, Nico?
Yeah, so this weekend, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is headed to Iowa Speedway for the Iowa Corn 350. Brad Keselowski is the current favorite at plus 350. The race kicks off on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 Eastern time.
Fantastic. So just put that on your calendars. Meanwhile, we do have a little bit of an update on what's been going on at all these WNBA games. It's really gotten out of hand. I mean, we long past the point, Bogus, of being like completely disrespectful to the women who are playing basketball. Someone's been throwing some sex toys on the court. It's gotten now dangerously close to the players, which is definitely a safety risk, but also like hitting patrons in the back of the head. A guy got hit who's brought his 9-year-old niece to the game. I mean, all right, got it. But we're wondering, like, is this just copycats? You know, did one person do it one time? We all ha-ha laughed about it. And now it's just been game after game after game. Well, the person behind it allegedly came forward to KFC at Barstool. Kevin.
Of course.
who, you know, we know and is it does a great job, especially with stuff like this. When he needs to sniff out some weirdo, he can call them on their BS, like, amazingly. So here is it turns out the person who's throwing the person who's responsible for the idea to throw these green sex toys out onto the court is actually trying to start a revolution, guys, of getting humor back into everyday life, but also please buy our cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And if that eye roll that I just heard across America wasn't enough, I mean, what a bunch of losers.
Yeah, and I believe he goes in this interview under the acronym of GDC, Green Blank Coin.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, so he sucks.
Yeah, so he's terrible, and KFC did a great job calling him out on all of his hypocrisies. Here's a little of what it sounded like. Just want to take our word for it or how insufferable this dude is.
No, like, it's more than money. Like for me, like, this is about culture, right? Like, meme culture has deteriorated. All of the projects.
Are you talking like the quality of memes? Hang on. You gotta like explain what? You don't think they're funny anymore? You don't like the quality of them? You think that they're all just designed to make money? What do you mean the meme quality has declined?
Yeah, like, so they're all designed to make money. It's the same people behind all of the same tokens. And they're not funny anymore, right? Memes are supposed to make you laugh.
Yo. Kevin Clancy did a great job with this, but, I mean, dude, you sound like such a gigantic loser. And it's like, by the way, you are also just trying to get, you know, publicity off of the lowest common denominator. You're not changing the culture. You're throwing something at women and trying to cape off of their success, and it's just silly and stupid.
The only silver lining, I guess, from this admission, if it's 100% true, is that this is not specifically overtly like a sexist, masochistic statement on, like, the, you know, like throwing that at a woman.
It's not just anti-woman,
right?
It's pro-crypto,
right?
Lovely.
I mean, how do we get rid of this person? Like, what's the crime? What jail do they go to?
Just so you know, they wouldn't reveal their face on camera.
Of course
not.
So
it was just, okay. And this portion of the show was brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Not that part of the program.
What comes
after?
What
we're about to talk about right now. That is brought to you by
politics.
Wesley Financial. No, that is sports. And the question, Bogues, is, which we didn't get to enough today, and we will get to it, which is Travis Hunter, who is going to be on both offense and defense for the Jacksonville Jaguars in their preseason game this Saturday. And outside of Shedeur Sanders, his teammate Travis Hunter is the other must-see thing I want to watch this weekend when it comes to preseason football. It's not often we say that about the preseason, that anything is must-see, but Shedeur starting and then Travis Hunter attempting to play offense and defense has got to be it.
And I think they listed him as a starting wide receiver and a backup corner.
Yep.
I think that's correct, right?
Yep.
I'm here for this. It feels a little Otani-esque in terms of, like, is it smart to do both? Can you be as good as – so, like, that remains to be seen. But put him out there and let's go. Throw him passes. Throw in his direction on defense. Because as much as I love Otani, like, this is the football version of it. And selfishly, I would like it to work.
Yeah, well, he wants it to work also, Travis Hunter, that is. And to me, I don't understand it in the regular season because I think that it's going to shorten his career. I certainly don't understand it in the preseason. If you are just doubling your chances of getting hurt by playing on both offense and defense, and it's one thing if you're going to do it in a game, but I hate to sound like Allen Iverson here, but we're basically doing this in practice. I mean, it's a preseason game. It's not practice, but it means absolutely nothing. So to waste these reps and expose yourself to the potential to getting hurt in a preseason game, to me, is beyond stupid.
I'll give you double exposure, but aren't you maybe learning that it doesn't work in the preseason as opposed in week one?
He's so hell-bent on doing this, though, that I think the Jags have understood, like, we are acquiescing here. Like, we are letting the player make the determination and make the decision. But I would save this up for the regular season because you're going to have to ease him into it anyway. I mean,
right.
The idea that he would play a full, you know, offense and defense, like game one. I remember when I used to do a show with Bart Scott, he would tell me, Bart was a huge trash talker, right? Not surprisingly. And he goes, the only time I didn't talk trash was week one. Because everyone's so winded and you are so catching your breath, you cannot talk any smack week one. So I doubt that he would get out there week one, but they're going to ease him into it. That's going to happen whether you play the preseason or not.
Unless he's so winded in the preseason, he goes, you guys are right. Let's pick one. I can't do this for real.
You think that he does a mea culpa? He can't. Now he's stuck. Now you got to do it, bro. Now you got to smoke the whole pack. Nico Scarlatos, thank you. Great job. Ray Jarvis, great job. Andrew Kaplan behind the scenes, just phenomenal. Peter Schwartz, thank you, Bogish. Awesome as always. And we will see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.